and had them niggas stop by, and they'd buy all the underwear, all the clothes, and groceries too for me.
I see.
Then the other thing I bought a carload of light, even matches. Those days I'd buy 100 cases of matches, I'd get 120.
That's what it was, your own business then.
Yeah.
You, I think you mentioned how Mr. the argument you had about the books.
Yeah.
Would you mind telling that again? He said.
Well, he come in there and had two trial bottles, one the month before and that one. And this damn stuff had been sold, you see, Cotton, and I'd give Cotton kind of credit for it. And he come wonder what's wrong with the books. I said, ain't nothing. I know. I said, yeah, something wrong here. What's wrong? I said, all this money. And I didn't know, what the hell are you talking about? And he showed me, and I said, well, hell, you got that then some. I said, no, you crazy as hell. I said, if I live 100 years, I couldn't make that much money. Well, so I sat around there and thought this happened to come to me. I said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Tonight, I'll start at Planner's Bank here and put the amount of money right, or put another line out there. You take it down there and get Planner's Bank to put the amount of money they got in that line and see which, see if it don't correspond. Then I said, I'll go to Memphis, go to Slade's and Offleet, Dr. and Donaldson, Union Planners, and the First National, go around and ask them and let them put it in there. And he did. But he didn't. Then he'd gone about 10 days, so he came back one night. He didn't stop the store, went over to the house. Went in for supper. I said, well, am I fired? He said, no, I tell you. He said, I don't understand these damn books no more. I said, what's wrong? He said, they had more money than you got.
It's worse instead of better, huh?
Yeah. So I got out there and showed him. But around there, Dr. Donaldson, I was ready to follow that. I was keeping books around there. And he says, Mr. let me tell you one thing. Said, that boy you got, he's young and everything, but says, ain't nobody in Mississippi Delta making as much money as he's making you. He says, now you don't drink. He get up here, he says, he's the only man out of, he's one of these Deltas, don't come near. Come up here and stay 2 or 3 days, they get drunk. Go down here and ask the Nation House and get 2 or 3 gals and spend 200 or 300 and come up here, and I got to limit out of money to pay out. Said, he's been up here 3 or 4 times to see something. Want to ask something. I said, Monty, you need any money? No, I don't need any money. He said, hell, he don't throw no money away. He go down that whole town, he said, he gets my gal and that's it. So he don't buy him no dress or shoes or nothing like that. He said, I'm going to tell you, you keep him, because there ain't no more like him. So I never had no more trouble.
Later on, I think he told you to buy a new suit?
That was before that, back then. He asked me, he said, why are you going? I said, I'm going to Memphis. He says, is that the best suit you got? I said, yeah. Best, what's wrong with it? He says, hell, you work for me. You can't go up there looking like a damn country sucker. I said, well, hell, pay me more. He said, no, you go up there today, go around Wrigley's, and get you 3 or 4 suits and charge them to me. And get them over $100, too. Don't get out no $40, $50 now. And that's when suits of clothes, you could buy Hart, Scheffner, and Mark and those clothes for $30, $40, $50 a suit, you see. Best thing they had. From then on, I dressed up, too. I put on these shirts, ties, those suits. Hell, and I went. He said, when you walk in that Peabody, I don't want anybody in there dressed any better than you are. But anybody else, though, couldn't get it.
So you kind of enjoyed that life better than you did the farm.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds. What kind of transportation did they have on the river?
Steamboats.
You remember those?
Yeah. Had the Kate, that was a passenger, and freight too. Then they had the Lee Lines. They had two, I don't know how many boats they had, but they had one here go down and go up the Arkansas River, and the other went on to Vicksburg, New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. How many passengers would they hold?
Oh, God, they don't tell them how many they could hold.
They
had the same days, and we'd go out there. We used to go out to Moons and catch it and go to Helena and dance down there. They didn't charge us nothing. Then after getting the river, so you buy drinks. Get all the liquor you wanted.
Oh, I see. That's how they paid for it then. Is that
huh?
That's how they paid for the
Oh, they had freight and everything.
They'd make money by selling their liquor.
Which you eats didn't cost you nothing. If it's mealtime, you go and sit down and eat the best steaks you ever ate in your life.
Well, how much would the fare cost then?
Nothing.
How did they...
Going for a piece down the river, you see.
Suppose you went all the way from Memphis to Vicksburg.
Oh, well, I don't know what to find. They didn't make one of those trips. Uh-huh. But they do it now. They run these boats now down. They got one wheeler down there they run. I was from Cincinnati all the way to New Orleans to Mortonsboro every year. Then back up the river.
Oh, I read about that. That's the Delta Queen?
Delta Queen, that's it. But the Lee Line, they went out of business about 40 years ago, I reckon.
They charged fares, but only for short trips. They wouldn't bother
us. Didn't bother us nothing, no. You take now Abbey and Loveland up yonder, they had a boat landing up there. Now Tinker County had one at Star Landing, they had one at Moon, one at OK, and the other at Trotter's Landing down there right at Helena.